everybody. This is Brian from Surf Guru with your Mahalo Monday and Tuesday Surf Report, brought to you by the original Ron John Surf Shop in Cocoa Beach, Florida. Hey, today on Monday, we are just a head high, maybe even a little bigger, but it's all chunky wind swell coming in from the northeast with pretty strong onshore winds. Now, you might get a little lucky up north. North Florida looks like you got little pockets of lighter winds every once in a while, especially in the AM hours around Jacksonville area. For tomorrow on Tuesday, 8-second winds and wind swell continue. North of the Cape should still have a couple chances at some lighter winds and more workable conditions, again, especially in the AM hours north of the Palm Coast. Now looking ahead, same story for Wednesday. Northern Florida is still going to be the better spot to be with those potential areas of lighter winds, but those winds are going to shift southeast on Thursday and build across the region. That's going to wipe out those little pockets of lighter winds and take us back to that chunky wind swell situation that we had on Sunday, or what we're seeing here south of the Cape. I'm keeping an eye on Sunday ahead of this next front that's going to be coming through, because that front, as it starts to pass over, could shift the winds and clean them up a little bit. So we might have a possible head high 10-second leftover day, like maybe Sunday afternoon into Monday morning, but it's going to be a short-lived window because that next front comes and that's going to start bringing those north winds and just give us a chunky wind swell again. So I'm going to definitely keep an eye on that, give you guys an update as soon as I know better timing on it. But, you know, these fronts, they like to slow down, they like to speed up, so a little iffy right now. So I'll be back on Wednesday with our Surf Guru 30th Anniversary Surf Report. And until then, as always, keep an eye on the cams. That's the best way to know what's going on your favorite spot. I apologize if a couple of the cams are going to get salted up. It's just what happens when you have these continual onshore winds. As soon as you clean them, they just get salted again like an hour later. I'll do my best, but when you're fighting against nature, you just never win. So have a great rest of your Monday, and thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.